Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes tonight. We are live from the McDonald Athletic Center out here on the campus of Spring Arbor University in the arena, sponsored by American One Credit Union. For some high school basketball tonight, the Jackson High School Vikings and the Western Panthers on the hardwood out here and just hitting the floor to warm up. We were treated to like a preview warm-up game. I don't know what you want to call it. Chelsea 55-28 win over Olivet in our opener. Now the finale tonight, the Panthers and the Vikings. Brian, how long has it been since you've been to Spring Arbor University?
Well, actually, I was an ex-Spring Arbor student.
Oh, okay.
Got my teaching certificate from here. But it has been a while, at least since they've had the giant scoreboard up and the new seating, and it just looks fantastic out here.
Yeah, comfortable seats, still space left if you want to make it down here before halftime or something. We got about 15 minutes before we'll get the tip-off. But the Panthers coming off the break, I expected a little rust out of the first two teams. You know, it was nice to get back out and see some high school basketball, a little rust out of those first two teams. And I expect we'll see that maybe a little early in this one. After the break, Western's coming off two straight losses going into the holiday break. Lost to Grand Ledge, close one, 57-55, which probably a little bit of a heartbreaker there. But then they went to BC Penfield and got beat 58-48 in the conference there. So Western probably, it's got to be a bummer to go into the break. A couple losses eating at you the entire time.
Yeah, and then if I'm not mistaken, Jackson is also 0-3.
Winless,
meaning
yeah.
They have lost their last three games as well. So both teams trying to kind of start the new decade off correct with a W.
Yeah, trying to see where you can go to get a win tonight. And Western, we know where they're going to go. Familiar starting lineup. We've seen them a number of times already this season. And familiar faces, Brett Casto, who I think was our player of the game in the last broadcast we had with the Panthers on it. Zach Nichols, Trey Cottingham, Landon French, Caleb Griffith, familiar names to our basketball listeners here on WKHM. But this is our first chance to see Jackson High this year on the radio, and uncertain what to expect. I mean, we started to get used to the program with Dan Crowley at the helm, kind of coaching and running the show, and we knew what we were going to get for him. Now I'm uncertain what to expect from the new coach, Milton Barnes. 35 years of coaching experience between high school and college. You mentioned Eastern Michigan, one of the stops, Albion College. So he's got a lot of experience at a very high level in coaching basketball.
Yeah, Coach Barnes, kind of a legend around, you know, mid-Michigan area. I know his last time coaching high school was in 91 with the Albion High School, and he took him to the state final game. So
it's a pretty good resume.
Yeah, between that and all that college experience, Coach Barnes has been around.
Well, and we mentioned high school and college experience. According to an article from WKHM.com, I didn't write it, but even a few years of experience as a personnel scout for the Timberwolves in the NBA, so he's a wealth of basketball knowledge for the Jackson bench.
I think that might be correct because he called me one day asking me if I had any interest.
What kind of availability
with the T-Wolves, and
yeah.
I just thought it was a joke, but he said Milton Barnes, so I believe that to be true.
We just found out what you thought was a prank all these years. You missed your opportunity.
Turns out I did.
To be a superstar in the NBA. So the 0-3 Jackson Vikings looking for their first W here in 2020. And the Western Panthers looking their first win here in the new decade. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and set things up for this tilt. The Jackson High School Vikings, the Western Panthers here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here in the pregame. Jackson Vikings, Western Panthers tonight, Spring Arbor University. And it's a nice feeling way to get back into the basketball flow after the holiday break as both teams are warming up here. And why don't we take a glance at the starting lineups, Brian, for both of these squads.
All right, let's start out with Western Panthers. They have three seniors and two juniors going, including number 4, senior Brett Casto, number 5, senior Zach Nichols, number 10, junior Trey Cottingham, number 23, junior Landon French, and number 24, senior Caleb Griffith.
Casto goes at about 5'8", Nichols, 6'2", and then Trey Cottingham, those three out on the wings, and then you got the two forwards down there at 6'3", each, Landon French and Caleb Griffith, and they're both, they really do look like they're about the same height. Pretty good duo down low, but they all kind of stretch the floor. It's almost like they have five guards.
Yes, it is. Yep. And for Jackson, Steve, this might be a little change by the time we hit tip-off, because for Jackson, we're getting the word that there's seven Jackson High players not playing today, including one of the ones that Coach Barnes told me was starting. So the starters, I can tell you, though, are senior Kyron Stitz, senior Davion Bulware, senior Aiden Harrell, sophomore Larae Griffin, and I think maybe number 22, Dravion Glaspie. But we'll see on that one.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Whatever happened during the holidays to kind of lead them to have some guys that aren't going to be on the floor tonight. But Jackson will field a lineup, and they'll come out and be competitive. And I think what I always loved about the Vikings, again, under Coach Crowley, always made them a lot of fun to watch, as they were an up-tempo team, high, fast-paced, all the way from start to finish, always running, pressuring the basketball, hands in the passing lanes. And I'll tell you, that's the same way I feel about the Western Panthers. So I could be running out of breath early in this one if we get a lot of up and down tempo stuff from both of these teams, and I highly expect that.
Yeah, I'm actually definitely expecting a high tempo game. And for all the Jackson basketball fans listening, they know when you go to a Jackson High game, you're going to see some athletes.
Yeah. And, you know, I look at him now, and the guy who I'm looking forward to getting to look at out on the court today is Davion Bulware, as he's getting his getting stretched out right here on the floor in front of us. But he's got nice size. They got him listed at 6'5". He's going to be a matchup difficulty for the Panthers, I think, especially in the starting lineup. I mean, what having that big guy does for Western is forces those two guys, Caleb Griffith and Landon French, to really exert themselves down low on defense. And it's going to cause Coach Mullenix to go a little bit deeper in the bench, I think, than he might want to early.
Yeah,
if he can stay on the floor.
One thing that we've always seen with this Western Panther team, you know, even last year, not a lot of height, but they make up for it by just trapping the ball and speeding teams up, and somehow, you know, they kind of get away with it.
And I'm thinking back to the matchup against Northwest, and Northwest had a 6. I think he's listed at 6'9". They had that big kid down low. And they did a good job of matching up against him, but it kind of takes him out of the flow a little bit on the offensive end, because they're working so hard on defense. And I think Bowler is going to be the kind of player that will also make them have to kind of exert that effort on the defensive end rather than always running the floor on the fast break, which Western seems to come up with a lot of fast break points. Looking forward to seeing Trey Cottingham, if he can find some space to get off that good-looking three-point shot that he's got. And hopefully, halftime, we're going to speak to his brother, Connor Cottingham, a Western grad and now current player here at Spring Arbor University. Well, so we got, like, the Cottingham entire clan here tonight.
You know, it's funny, Steve, when you come to Spring Arbor as a high school kid, just the shooting backdrops, you're not used to playing in this dome-like thing, and a lot of kids struggle with their shots, but here Trey Cottingham, I'm sure, has more shots up in this gym than he does at Western's gym in his lifetime, probably threefold. So,
yeah,
you know, he'll be one that's definitely used to this backdrop, and I look for a big game from Trey Cottingham tonight.
Agree. He's going to be somebody who's maybe a little more familiar with this court than anybody else in the gym tonight. Let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get things ready for tip-off. It's the Jackson Vikings and the Western Panthers on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Brian Haynes, we are live at Spring Arbor University, the McDonald Athletic Center, the arena, and we are ready for Jackson High and Western. They got the lights down in the Chicago Bulls style, Michael Jordan era Bulls introduction music there.
Man, I hope we see John Paxson. BJ Armstrong. Oh, no.
You didn't usually get Paxson and Armstrong on the court at the same time.
Yeah.
That was kind of a substitution situation.
Turns out no Paxton Armstrong. It's just Casto and Nichols.
And there's your Trey Cottingham introduction.
And it will be actually interesting for us to see who is actually starting for Jackson High.
Yeah, we can confirm.
During the national anthem, I happened to look out there. There was 12 bodies in all black, whether it was jumpsuits or coaches, and there were 11 players. So the coaches and players not playing outnumber the starter or the players. So
Coach Barnes seemed like he was still a little up in the air on who he wanted to start. After all, knowing he didn't have his full complement of players available, but they'll come out with their best lineup, and you hope to see the best effort, shake the rust off early. And, you know, something different between these two teams and the two teams you saw before, as I mentioned, Chelsea and Olivet both kind of looked like they had a little rust. You know, these teams tend to get a little fast break, a little full court pressure, and I think that kind of gets you in rhythm, maybe even a little faster, and maybe shoot a few early layups to get the rust off and get into rhythm.
Yeah, it is crazy how just a Christmas break, I mean, you think of it as, you know, two quick weeks, but you can get out of shape pretty good in a week and a half of just a lot of laying around and eating and playing Fortnite.
Yeah, and you know, just practicing still never quite matches that game experience, and once you start getting into the rhythm of playing a game instead of just practice, you don't want to lose that. So they'll try to get... Again, knock the rust off and get everything ready. Full force here to start 2020. And look, even there, the players started lining up facing opposite direction, the wrong direction. You get Caleb Griffith in the jump circle with Bulwer. And the tap is actually won by Griffith. He gets it to French, who's going to drive. Lefty layup, missed. Bulwer rebounds. So Western had a good look at it early, missed the layup. Jackson right back up the floor quickly. Trapped in the corner is Kyron Stitz, and effort to get it out of there, it's stolen up the floor quickly. There's French ahead of everyone, pump fakes, and the defender gets up, jumps over him, and hits the deck pretty hard. That is Cameron Carter on the defense. That'll get Landon French inbound pass from the baseline.
Yeah, I thought he was going to maybe go up with that and draw a foul, but I think he saw Carter just flying over him, and he couldn't even get that shot up.
Inbound goes to Cottingham, thinks about the triple from the corner, drives baseline. Pretty pass to a cutting Caleb Griffith in the lane. Layup for Western is 2-0 Panthers. 7.5 to go first quarter, and a quick trap on the outside and a steal. Knocked away, Bowler comes back to get it, but on the recovery, he goes over the center court line, and that'll be an over and back violation. I guess no one ever actually had possession from Western.
And right off the get-go, we see that heavy pressure from Western. Two quick traps.
Casto finding a cutting Griffith down low. He's doubled. Puts it up anyway. Airballed. Rebounded by Stitz, and he'll run it up the floor quickly for Jackson. Tempo right there for Jackson. Drive gets in the air. Missed shot. Bowler gets the rebound. Saves it in. Tough to handle on the pass. Aiden Harrell will lose it off his hands out of bounds. Another turnover for the Vikings, but Bowler with a couple of really athletic plays early.
And Stitz kind of taking it out, a little out of control there. Showing athleticism, but just out of control.
Yep, you like to have that tempo, but with control, as you mentioned. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 2-0 Western. And French on the outside, left side now for Nichols. He'll drive from there. Feeds it down low to Griffith, and stolen. As Griffith tries to pass out of the lane, Cameron Carter with the steal up the left side, stopping at the wing. Drops it off for Bowler. He'll pull for three from back there. Good look. Missed it. Rebounded by Cottingham. Looking up the floor as he runs it up the middle. Into the elbow and passes out to French outside the arc. Nichols pump fakes a triple. He drives in. Good closeout by Stitz. And there's French dribbling all around. Casto look for the corner, passes it up. And now Cottingham, deep triple. No, up back rim. Rebounded by Carter. And there's a stop for Jackson. Still 2-0 with 6:15 to go here in the first. Vikings looking for their first bucket.
You said you had to be ready to talk, and you weren't lying.
Quick three coming up from Jackson. Aiden Harrell missed. Offensive rebound for the Vikings on the drive. Knocked away, out of bounds. Last touch, Panthers. And on the drive there, we had that number. It was 25, Leray Griffith. Pass floated in from the baseline. Knocked away by Nichols. Griffin will chase it down. for Jackson. Keep the possession in the backcourt. And he'll get it up to the front court to Carter. Drives from the beyond the arc. Gets into the lane and we'll get a reach-in violation against the Panthers. First foul against Western.
Yeah, so far, officials kind of letting them play. Officials also have to get in the groove back at things. They haven't wrecked a game in 2 weeks.
Presumably, they possibly found some sort of a holiday tournament to do or something. Another inbound by Jackson. Griffin's got to save it from going out of bounds. He's pressured out there by Nichols. He'll drive baseline, gets into the lane, up in the air. Tough shot and finish off the glass. Tough angle, but a nice drive and finish by LeRae Griffin, the 6'2 sophomore from Jackson. Cottingham quickly up the floor, into the lane, up into the air, partially blocked, and the loose ball grabbed by Griffith. Caleb Griffith bounces it off of Aiden Harrell. And again, neither team wasting any time getting the ball up the floor and attacking the basket right now.
And if you take it in there into the lane with Jackson, athletes, you better have something in your back pocket.
Inbound goes to Nichols. He'll drive from there all the way to the bucket. Floats it off back rim. Nice backboard there for Nichols. Got into the air. Nice floater. Soft touch. And Bolware commits a foul on the shot block attempt. So 5:28 to go first quarter. 4-2. Western takes the lead again. Nichols can make it a three-point play.
Nichols so far doing a great job utilizing different various shot fakes and pass fakes. Just kind of get those athletes moving and then dictating where he wants to go.
Free throw short and rebounded by Jackson. On the dribble, knocked away briefly and recovered. LeRae Griffin will bring it up the floor. Gets it to Carter here, left wing. Picked up there by Casto. Gets a screen from Bolware. Now at the top of the key with a between the legs dribble. Lost it for a moment. Left side now for Harrell. He'll pull for a deep three. Missed everything. Rebounded by Western. Griffith gets it to Cottingham up the right side to Casto in their wing. He drives into the paint. Finger roll. Missed it. Griffith right there for the tap. Second chance opportunity, and the Panthers go up 6-2 early.
We talk about Western's lack of height, but Caleb Griffith is always in the middle of things.
Pass into the corner for Stitz, and he drills a three from the corner. Big shots like that will keep Jackson close here, 6-5. Three on the other end, and Casto answers. Back and forth again. This up-tempo is fun to watch. And you can see Western kind of setting up that trap that they like to do here. And Carter tries to split it. And we'll get a foul against Nichols on the defense. Working with his off arm to kind of hand check there. 9-5 to score, 4:26 to go. Vikings in the front, or excuse me, Panthers in front. Viking basketball.
Getting our first subs of the day, too. Mikhail Doss and Gavin Price for Western.
Price is a nice player for Western. Does very active on the glass, both ends of the floor. Carter looking to make a pass, and Mikhail Dawson, nice defensive play, makes him commit a travel. It's a bummer when you think you got your guy open and then somebody gets in the passing lane and your reaction is to try and hold on to it, and in that case he commits a traveling violation. Mikhail Dawson with the basketball. Powder blue tennis shoes there. For Doss, steal here for Jackson coming up the other way. Carter up the middle. He'll slow it down with no numbers into the corner. Stitz hit from there earlier. This one is wide, but he looks like he was a little too quick on the cut, stepped on the sideline, and a turnover for the Vikings.
You see right now Jackson High is not shy about pulling a quick three either. It's been one pass and a three, about three or four possessions already.
Under 4 minutes now, first quarter, 9-5 lead for Western. Pump fake again for Nichols. Now a step back three. No. Looks like it might roll in. Rebounded Bolware. Stitz up the left side now for Jackson, cutting to the middle. Stops and pops from the free throw line. Partially blocked by Mikhail Doss, hustling back on the play. And on the loose ball, he'll travel. So Western with a nice defensive play, but they'll give it back to the Vikings. Baseline inbound here coming for Jackson as we get a substitution onto the floor. Rex Pryor.
Yeah, in for Aiden Harrell, who has shot two quick threes, and maybe Coach Byrne wants to sit him down. And
quick triple there by Stitz. Partway down, rebounded by Price, and now here come the Panthers offense. Cottingham bringing it up the middle of the floor. Left wing for Doss. Nice cut and into the lane, but he's doubled there. Lost the dribble. Picked up by Jackson and Stitz looking to run the floor. Now he'll lose the dribble. And Baum will get it back. Now it's stolen back from him by Pryor. Back and forth here, trading steals, and Jackson finally slows down, gets some composure.
I think that was four steals in literally 8 seconds.
Pryor gets now to the Ray Griffin into the lane, up and under. Lost the handle on the way up, but he got bumped. So he's got a couple of free throws coming. Again, 9-5, our score now under 3 minutes to go, first quarter on WKHM. Game coverage brought to you by a slew of sponsors, including Jackson Public Schools, on with us all year. Our first chance to see the Vikings with the new coach here. Still looking to play up tempo, which is good to see because they're so enjoyable to watch. And nice free throw shot there for Larae Griffin.
It is fun to watch, but I think Coach Norman Dale from Hoosiers wouldn't be all that pleased right now. There isn't exactly four or five passes before a shot goes up, that's for sure.
That's true. Second free throw from Griffin is a little long off the heel and rebounded by Western. 9-6 to score, Western. Doss going coast to coast all the way down to the basket. Off the glass and in. Mikhail Doss with his first 2 points of the night. 11-6 Western lead. Pressuring the ball handler, steal. Now Logan Baum unimpeded to the basket and a lefty layup for Baum. Part of that Spring Arbor University coaching connection that's on the Western team with Baum and Cottingham. And now Panthers create another turnover.
Yeah, Western kind of set up in this 1-2-2 where they really look to trap as soon as you get it over half court, and Jackson High playing right into their hands, actually picking up their dribble.
2:28 to go. It's 13-6 Panthers with the basketball. Left side for Griffin. Open look for three. Excuse me, that's French with the triple. Landed French. Good in rhythm 3-point shot from French, and it's 16-6, a double digit lead for the Panthers. We get a timeout from the Vikings bench, and it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break from the broadcast. 10-point lead for Western on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes from the McDonald's Athletic Complex here at New York University, where the Vikings trail by 10 with a basketball on the floor now. Appears to be Clayton Curry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Achilles Griffin. Steal again by Mikhail Doss. He's really giving trouble to the Jackson Viking ball handlers. Pass down to the low block for Griffith. He passes out of there into the corner. Baum open look for three. And he's going to travel on the setup. A little extra hop to set the feet. It looked like they weren't going to call it at first.
Yeah. Logan was hoping they didn't call it. Let's see if Jackson can start passing through this pressure instead of just trying to dribble through it.
You can tell Coach Barnes drew something up during the timeout and execution. So far, so good. They do draw a foul. Baum, a little pressure. And Western, I think, expects that they're going to get some of those fouls being aggressive on the ball, on trying to get steals.
Yeah, and I think that's why they go 10 or 11 deep and just kind of wholesale changes, keeping people out of foul trouble.
Right now on the floor for Jackson, we've got Achilles Griffin, as I mentioned, Rex Pryor, Larae Griffin, Bolware, and over here in the corner, it looks like it's Stitz. There's a three-point bucket for the Vikings. Rex Pryor hits another triple. And again, the three-point ball keeping Jackson close. 16-9 our score with 1:16 to go here in the first. Baum taking Stitz off the dribble. Passes out to Doss outside the arc. Top of the key for French, and he'll pull a triple off the heel. Rebound goes up high. Bowler had it for a moment. And knocked away last touch, so Jackson, so Western will keep it.
Yeah, you said three ball keeping Jackson close. I agree. If they don't start trying to pass through this pressure, though, this will not remain close for long.
You're right. There's already been a slew of turnovers, and you can tell Western feels like they can go for a steal at every point. Missed three for Cottingham from deep. Baum gets the rebound. Now to Cottingham again. Left wing for Casto. Looking to the high post for Griffith. Dribbles cross court now to Cottingham. Pump fakes for three. Dribbles into the elbow. There's an open look for two. Halfway down, comes out. Landon French goes up high for the rebound. Hits the deck, loses out of bounds, and they'll give it to Jackson. You thought you might get a little contact and a foul call there, but I don't hate the no call,
yeah,
honestly.
Looked like a lot of ball. We've seen Landon French in football. He's not afraid of hitting the deck.
Going up high to catch that one. Like a touchdown pass from Tyler Pape. Rex Pryor into the elbow, down low to Bulware. If he gets that deep, he's got to go up. Pretty nice move and finish with the left hand. A little too soft, and it's missed. And here comes the Western offensive attack. Cottingham down the lane off the glass. And after a few early misses, it felt like Cottingham wanted to get that one just to get something going for himself, to feel like he, you know, the feeling of that ball going through the bucket.
Yep. Seven Panthers on the board now.
Score doubled up right now, 18-9. Western leads Jackson. There's another knockaway. And at the end of the first quarter, 9-point advantage for Western. Let's take a one-minute break, and we'll come back with the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Western leading the Vikings 18-9 here at Springer University. And Lumen Christi right now with a 4-1 lead at Dexter after two periods of hockey. Catch that Lumen Christi Jackson United hockey game on WKHM tomorrow night with Greg O'Connor and Jason Smith.
All right. I know Andrew Varner already has a goal for Lumen tonight.
All right. Jackson with the basketball to start the second quarter. There's an open look for Bulware from three, and he knocks it down. Good looking stroke from Bulware. Nice confidence on the three, and he hits again, and Jackson again. The three ball keeping him in it. 18-12. They trail by six. Mikhail Doss getting some minutes tonight for Western. Playing well, especially on the defensive end. He's got the ball now outside of the arc here for Western. Casto, top of the key, but deep. Now into the high post for Price. Skips it over to French. And now he drives from the wing all the way down to the backcourt. Another knockaway. Doss, super aggressive. They do get it over the midline. There's a three for Bulware, a little too strong. Nobody down there to rebound for Jackson. Western gets it easily up the floor. Doss quickly in the lane, and he'll get bumped. And another time where a Jackson player gets up into the air. Bulware almost went down hard.
Yeah. You know, when you play a lot of athletic teams, you know, coaches will tell you before the game, just get in there, jump stop, give a little shot fake, and watch them spring, and then get to that foul line.
Doss at the free throw stripe right now, and that one is good. 22-14 right now the score.
And here comes another kind of hockey-like line change for Western, getting the fresh bodies in for their pressure.
As Doss nets that one. Good trip to the line, 23-14, push the lead back out to 9 now for the Panthers. They continue to try to trap at half court. Pryor dribbling around, now gets to a cutting player there into the corner. There's a good look for three. Short. Open look and a missed shot for Austin Mathis. Now on the floor for Jackson. Quickly back the other way, and a reverse layup left short by Landon French. And that's a Jackson rebound. Mathis came up with it. And we continue to kind of ping pong this ball back and forth down the floor.
I think if I was a Jay High player and I wanted to get a little extra playing time, I would crash the offensive glass because threes are getting shot rapidly.
Yeah, offensive glass is open. If somebody wants to put in that effort, now we'll get a little bit of extra pressure. Mikhail Doss has been relentless. And this one's going to turn into a foul call.
Yeah, Mikhail getting to play the top of their 1-2-2, which is a lot of pressure. Mikhail, good guy for it because he's quick and long-armed.
Jackson with the ball, high post for Dylan Hartzell. It's back to Rex Pryor. Pryor looking to get to that right side. Maybe reverse it to Bulware. Oh, chance for a back cut, missed it. And there's a deep triple for Pryor. Off the glass, the bank's been open tonight. Got it to go. And that Coach Barnes turned and gave us a look, kind of shaking his head with a smile on his face. Doss answers at the other end with a left wing three of his own. 26-17, trading triples right now.
And there's Jackson picking up their dribble again.
get a tie up. Possession arrow going Western's way as Nichols comes in to give Landon French a break. We got Logan Baum, Zach Nichols, Mikhail Doss, Trey Cottingham, and Caleb Griffith on the floor right now for the Panthers with a 26-17 lead with 4:58 to go in the first half. Doss from the corner for three and hits it again. Panthers players starting to light it up from beyond the arc. Still a high pace here as the Panthers continue to pressure Pryor. Nice feed. Good look from the elbow. Miss. Pryor with the offensive rebound and the tip. And there's a missed shot at the elbow from Hartzell. Pryor tips. Doss on the other end. A little heat check there. Quick three. Rebounded by Jackson.
That last possession for Jackson, the first time they just threw it to the middle and got a quick cutter. And, you know, that's how you have to break that 1-2-2. And we've seen it once now in a quarter and a half.
It leads back out to 10 here, 29-19. But I'll tell you what, Jackson, despite the fact that they have given up some turnovers during the pressure, it doesn't look like they feel uncomfortable playing at that high tempo. They're just a little out of control, but they seem to be comfortable and kind of enjoy the tempo that this game has had. Good hands by Doss. One-on-one here on the break. Gets into the air. Blocked by Pryor.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Still in action here, Spring Arbor University, Jackson with the basketball trailing 30-21. Under 3 minutes now to go in the half. There's Ballware. If he gets that deep, he's got to go up. And in that case, he does block. He gets his own rebound. The putback is good, and he will get a whistle on the shot. Chance of a three-point play for Ballware. Yeah, when he gets down into that, even a step out of the lane, he's got to back in because he's got 2 inches on the closest guy, and he can lead.
Yeah, you mentioned that pregame that where the size advantage lies for Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we are still here live at Spring Arbor University. A little technical issue, but I'll tell you what, we're having a good time here with 2:06 to go in the half, 33-24. Western keeping that lead right there in that 6-9 point range. Chance to make a 10 here at the line for Gavin Price, and he does hit. 2:06 to go in the half. But an entertaining game.
Entertaining game, and it feels like Western should be up a little more than 10. And, you know, that's always scary being a Panther fan. You're letting teams hang around when it feels like you're playing better ball right now.
Right. And a good trip to the line for Price. 2:06 on the clock, 35-24. Western kind of sets up. They shift between kind of a three-quarter court pressure. Right now they've been trapping at the half-court spot. Looks like maybe straight up man-to-man right now. And there's a drive and a travel going against Cameron Carter.
Western kind of playing a matchup zone even. It looks kind of man-to-man-ish, but then you'll notice they just hand him off to the next guy.
Under 2 minutes now in the half. Some pressure, and we get a timeout from the Western bench. 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second break from the broadcast. 1:49 to go in the half. 35-24 is our score on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 1:49 on our clock here. Spring Arbor University, McDonald Athletic Complex. And a fast-paced game here so far, 35-24 for the Vikings. Yeah. Giving it their best, a little bit short. I don't know that these are the lineups they work on together in practice, but I'll tell you what, they're playing hard.
They are playing hard, and I'm enjoying watching Coach Barnes coach. He's very positive, joking with his players, but being demanding. I like his style.
French inbounds to Baum. Logan with the basketball deep on the wing. Now skips it to the other side for Connor Cottingham here, left wing right in front of us. And battling down to the low block, and it looks like Price, Gavin Price down low, battling for position and broke the rules.
Get put in timeout for that.
Oh, did they call him 3 seconds?
No, they called him. He was posting up, and they just kind of called him with displacing the defender, I believe.
Oh, is that an industry term?
Yeah, I think so.
Minute 35 and the basketball in the hands of Jackson. Cameron Carter hands it off to Stitz. Top of the key, now right wing for Carter again. Looking down low for Bowler. Lost it off his foot, and look at French diving after the basketball. He did get the ball, but he slid out of bounds with it. So 1:22 to go here in the half. It's a 35-24 Western lead.
We have Coach Barnes right in front of us, and he yelled, move the ball quite demonstratively, and I agree with him.
Nearly a backcourt violation for Jackson, but a drive and a steal, and they dive in the loose ball. We get a tie up for the Panthers. That is Devin Bowers on the defense, and we'll get a timeout from Western. Looks like that's a full timeout. Take 60 seconds. Final minute 15 to go here in the first half on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Western to inbound. We have a little pressure here from Jackson. Kyle Duss gets packed into the lineup and under, partially blocked. And out of bounds, Jackson gets the stop.
It's kind of an important minute 11 here. If you're Jackson High, you try to keep this game under 10 going into halftime. Get a little momentum. Let's see if they can pass their way through this pressure.
Yeah, again, maybe the biggest issue Jackson's had, and you alluded to Coach Barnes looking to get some more passes, moving the basketball. A lot of dribbling from the Vikings thus far. There's a pass attempted to get into the high post, knocked away. Last touch Western, so the Vikings will keep it.
You got to love watching Western's defensively. They're flying around like five gnats, but unified gnats.
Yeah.
There is such a thing.
35-24, Vikings with the basketball, trailing by 11 here. Bulware gets it to Carter. And Western looking to kind of trap here again. Cottingham will slide over and knock it away. Carter gets it back and we'll get a little bump. Sure that's going to go against maybe Doss. Yeah. Kyle Doss commits the foul there. And that's the eighth team foul, so we'll get free throws here for the Vikings.
Yeah, you know, watching Jackson's offense right there, there are four guys standing, one guy dribbling, and against a Western attacking defense, not sure that's going to cut it. I know we sound like a broken record.
But as they try to trap and go for steals and stuff, you got to be the guy who's willing to make the cut or get into the right place to be open. Mm-hmm. And right now everybody just kind of wants to get the ball and make dribble drive, which has kept pressure on Western. And a good trip to the free throw line here for Carter. Cameron Carter, 5'7", sophomore for the Vikings, putting that free throw in. 42.9 here in the first half, 35-25 now the score. Carter again from the line and hits. Nice pair, cut it down below double digits. And a near steal by Stitz comes flying right at us at the table here. Missed shot by Western, rebound Griffith, put back no good. But Caleb Griffith continues to be, like you said, in the middle of everything down there.
That foul going against LeRae Griffith, which is his second. Thought they were going to get Bullware there.
I got to be honest, I was terrified for a moment with Stitz flying at me like that. Good body control by him. All we did get was a slight bump to the score table here, coming and flying right at me.
Hey, we wanted good seats, and we're in the action.
You can't be much more in the action than this without putting on a pair of sneakers and a uniform. They told me I definitely can't do it.
I was looking forward to seeing you in that in the second half.
Missed free throw, rebounded by Jackson. So they keep the lead at 9. And they can cut it even closer here at the final 28 seconds. Western continues to try to trap. Stitt's going to try and get a screen from Bulwer. He gets around it. Now deep in the paint. Gets up into the air. He does get a foul. Shot was nowhere close, but a pair of free throws for Stitz with 21 seconds left. And they can cut it to 7.
And Caleb Griffith picking up his second here. We'll see if any of the players with two fouls come out for these final 21 seconds. You know, conventional wisdom, you'd want to maybe hold it for the last shot there. Again, going to the locker room down at worst 9. But Western just makes it hard for you to hold it for a shot for 30 seconds because it's constant pressure. The only way you're going to beat it is taking it to the basket.
Yeah, that exact thought went through my mind. I just pondered trying to hold it, pass it around a little bit. You run the risk of giving it up back to the Panthers, and in this case, a trip to the free throw line is not the worst-case scenario at all. He got one of them, missed the second one. Western's got it up the floor quickly. Castro all alone, takes a three, missed it. Rebounded by Jackson. Now they've got 11 seconds left. As Harrell brings up the left sideline, cuts to the middle behind the back. Got the jump from the elbow, missed the shot, but a nice little dribble behind the back to get the look. Cottingham flings from half court and misses it at the buzzer. We're at the half, 35-27, an up-tempo, back-and-forth kind of contest. Western got out to the lead, didn't surrender it, but I think as a tribute to the Vikings to stick around the way they did, there was potential. I think you even noted, Brian, if they continued to not value the basketball, they could have gotten down by a lot larger margin.
Yeah, starting to take care of the ball and having a few threes go in, that erases a lot of mistakes as well.
And Vikings playing with a really young lineup. I mean, we're seeing, we've seen a lot of Cameron Carter, sophomore. We've seen LaRae Griffin, sophomore. Hartzell, Achilles Griffin, and Kamen Harris have all played minutes too. So they're going with a really young lineup, and I think the guy they need to look at is Davion Bolwer, if they can find enough time and patience on the offensive end to feed him down on the low block.
Yeah, he's definitely a physical mismatch for Western, but again, it's a matter of can they get it down to him before they feel like they have to shoot or turn it over.
How many times have you seen the ball handler get up here over midcourt right into this spot here in the right wing and just kind of not sure what to do because they know they're going to get trapped if they dribble any further to the wing, but they don't really have room to go back to the other way. So I'm sure Coach Barnes will have something drawn up in the halftime locker room to get this team certain where they should be when they need to be there.
I do look forward to that. Coach Barnes, as we mentioned, has been around coaching for 25 years on the collegiate level and then taking a high school team to the Albion to the state title and seeing what kind of adjustments he'll make.
And the difference between Barnes' sideline demeanor compared to Coach Malnick's is night and day. Malnick's is a very, like, he lives and dies by every possession, you can tell. Meanwhile, Coach Barnes, he feels like he's seen it all, kind of smirking, enjoying himself. Well, like you said, still motivational, but in a very positive way.
Yeah, definitely. Contrast and style, we'll call it.
Yeah, but
back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
For Jackson High, Davion Bolwire with 8. Rex Pryor also with 8. LaRae Griffin added 6. Kyron Stitz, 4. And Cameron Carter with 2. And then for the Western Panthers, Mikhail Doss led the way with 9 second quarter points and 11 total. And Landon French behind 3 threes has 9 points. Caleb Griffith with 4. Brett Castell with 3. And then a host with 2. Zach Nichols, Trey Cottingham, Logan Baum, and Gavin Price.
Yeah, you mentioned Western kind of went across the board a lot of scorers. And Jackson just had some, a really nice performance from Rex Pryor. He got a couple three-point buckets, and he was did a nice job handling the ball, too, for Jackson. As Bolwer gets down deep and finishes in the trees, and that's something that, again, I think Jackson really can focus on here in the second half. They cut the lead down to 6 to get started here. 35-29, Cottingham draws a foul.
We said we look forward to seeing the adjustment made by Coach Barnes, and there you go, Bolwer in the middle touching it early.
And getting some pressure here on the ball handler, Trey Cottingham. Dribbling around, it gets out of it. Nichols on the left wing, now to the top for Castro, right wing for Cottingham. Down low to Griffith, working against Bolwer. He'll get it out of there. Cottingham back beyond the arc. Right side for Castro, looking for Griffith down. Cutting in the paint, knocked away by Bolwer. Tried to force it down low. No luck.
And if you're Western players, I'd like to see more of them do their Zach Nichols impersonation, give a little shot fake, a little head fake, a little pass fake, and get the Jackson High players moving a little.
French will inbound from the baseline. Griffith right corner outside of the arc, and another steal attempt there by Stitz. Last touch Jackson, but again, you're seeing a lot of passing lane aggressiveness here from the Vikings.
And again, with Coach Barnes sitting right in front of us, and we keep hearing him say, get up, get up. You know, he's looking for a little more pressure this half.
Cottingham working left wing, hands it backwards to French. Now a near steal as they pass over to Nichols, right wing, and steal attempt by Aiden Harrell. Didn't move the feet, so he commits the blocking violation. But again, you're seeing now Western struggle to get it inside anywhere and moving around the perimeter.
Yeah, Jackson kind of picking up that intensity.
And Stitz gets a turnover on the inbound. Jackson trailing by just six with a basketball. Right wing and a handoff. And there's a deep triple for Harrell. Off back rim, offensive rebound. And there's a drive attempt by, that is Larae Griffin, who got the offensive rebound, went baseline, got around the defender, took a bump. So a foul committed by the Panthers.
You know, there's no doubt Harrell can make that shot, but again, he's just shooting them very quickly. I know there's no shot clock, but they'd be within 5 seconds.
Yeah. We kind of like those shots to come in rhythm of the offense, not just one pass and boom. I think if you move it around the perimeter a little bit, maybe inside out, those shots feel like a lot more of those drop.
I think you're right. Just get them in rhythm.
Yeah. Stitz from the baseline. Looking inbound for Jackson. Drops it into Bolware. Passes out Griffin. Pump fakes. Thought about a triple. Look. There's a dribble drive and a turnover. Vikings hands ready. Or excuse me, Panther hands ready for that one. Cottingham up the floor. Pump fakes. Thought about that triple. Now Doss open for three at the top of the key. Nothing but net. Mikhail Doss has really had great rhythm tonight. And his threes, when they're going down, they're making that net flutter.
Right where he left off in that second quarter.
Carter splits the defenders into the high post, tosses up a shot, gets it to go. Got into the air with nowhere to go. I think he wanted to get a foul call. Doesn't get it, but gets that shot to go. And now a near steal by Stitz. Tries to save it into Carter, and Carter will commit a foul. But I think you like the second half aggression by the Vikings.
Yeah. I tell you, though, again, I wish there were young people here watching this and see what the difference between a good shot and a bad shot. And right now, Jackson taking a lot of what I would call bad shots.
There's an inbound and a steal. So the Vikings, despite what we would say, poor early shot selection, they've kept the lead here at 7, 38-31. We'll get a timeout from the Panther bench. We'll take a 30-second break from the broadcast. Back with 6:08 to go in the third quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
6:08 to go, third quarter. Jackson basketball trailing by seven. It's give and go on the inbound. There's an open look for three. Harrell pump fake. Didn't take the shot. On the floor now for Jackson. Travion Glaspie. Defeated down low. Missed shot. Rebounded by the Panthers. Nichols up the floor. Doss ahead of everyone. Into the lane. He got the layup to go, but just barely, because we had a flying Aiden Harrell come down and nearly get a piece of that basketball. Now down on the floor right now is Larae Griffin, and clearly in pain. I can't quite tell why.
Yeah, there were three bodies way up by the rim. I know that. And Larae was one of them, so I don't know if he just landed hard or got an ankle, or I'm sure we'll see here soon.
We got right now the trainer's holding up a tissue to his nose, so maybe he went down a little face first.
Or he might have caught it on the backboard because he was up there.
Yeah, just athleticism coming, chasing that play. And you love it from Jackson. The effort's been, well, they've matched Western for effort the whole way, and there's no question about that. Like you said, maybe a little more patience on offense to get a little bit better shot. And we've got a different situation going in this game. 40-31 right now, the lead for the Panthers with 5:47 to go, third quarter.
Funny, Jackson, their last possession, actually did take a little more time and got the ball inside and got a good look, just didn't make it. But I'd like to see more of that from them.
Vikings 0-3 at this point in the season, but looking for their first win. It'd be nice to get it here at the arena. Here at Spring Arbor University.
As we have this little break while they're cleaning up some blood, it looks like, I got to mention Bill Walker, Doug Richardson, and Corey Ray. our officiating crew tonight. And I'd say Jackson's, you know, they're in the top 30, I would say, of Jackson officials. So I got to like that.
I'm glad you could narrow it down that small to that small of a group.
And I'm giving them a hard time. That's a great crew. And I always like being at a game when this is a crew. They do a great job.
You know what? Sometimes the best thing you can do is come to a point. Here we are in the third quarter, and you mentioned that officiating crew, and I go, you know, they haven't really been a factor. You know, I haven't had any complaints, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, I've noticed when these guys do a game, and a lot of officials in Jackson County are actually great officials.
Oh, yeah.
I know the fan bases tend to disagree, and they want to complain at every call, but bunch of good officials in Jackson, so.
Yeah, sometimes the hardest thing is to be willing to admit that a call against your team was the right call. Yeah, good job by the officials. This is a fun game. I'm glad to be here on a Friday night. Good turnout here for the crowd. Comfortable seating. 5:45 to go, 40-31. Panthers put on that kind of three-quarter court trap. And Jackson breaks it, get into the trap. They'll get it out of there, Dravion Glaspie. And now Harrell breaks it. It's over to Stitz. Bowler at the high post. They get him at the top of the key. He'll pull for three from there. No.
Pretty looking stroke, though, again.
Cottingham dribbling up against pressure. All the way in off the glass. Missed it a little short. Rebounded Bulwer. And look at Glaspie up the floor quickly. Trying to catch a cutting player there was Aiden Harrell. And Western will commit another foul.
And that's our first player in the game with three. Zach Nichols picking up his third with 5:14 to go in the third. We'll see if a sub comes in for him.
Stitz inbounds into the corner. Harrell with the basketball. Trying to get down to the low post for Bowler. And that's an advantage for him against Nichols. He drives in, gets into the air. Pulls it a little soft, but gets it back. Missed it again. Jackson, another offensive rebound. Pryor back on the floor. Glaspie floater. Good. And again, good things happen to Jackson when they get it deep there to Bowler. And even though he didn't score it, he got a couple chances. And somebody else sneaks in for an offensive rebound. We'll get a reach-in foul on the defense here. Dravion Glaspie. 40-33, our score, 4:51 to go, third quarter.
We'll see if Jackson can, you know, break this seven-point barrier. They get it to seven, then it goes back to 10 or 11, and see what happens if Jackson can cut that.
Inbound to Nichols. He misses the floater. Rebounded by Griffith. There he is again, and he took a step or it hit the out-of-bounds line down there. But a turnover, and Jackson with the ball back. That's try to cut down on that seven-point deficit.
I like getting Bulwer here in the middle.
Yeah, I really like that. Jackson was getting kind of being patient here against that trap. Cameron Carter, I think he lacks the patience department. He tried to split defenders there. Does draw a whistle, though.
Yeah, you get Bulwer in the middle with his height and his strength, then they can't really trap him. He just turns and sees over it and can hit cutters. I like that.
Scoreboard went out on this end. It comes back 4.5 to go. And now a steal on the outlet pass. Out of bounds. And look at that. Jackson gets it back.
It's the kind of pass where
change it up, and we're going to keep it with Western.
Yep. Kind of pass where, you know, sometimes the caliber of athletes Western's playing against isn't quite the speed that Jackson Highs are. And you think somebody's open and they're not. You got to get used to that.
4:26 on the third quarter clock. Good open look for Cottingham. Just missed it. Griffith, another offensive rebound. Missed his putback. Got his own rebound again. And now French open for three. No. Rebound bounces out long, and Nichols will get it. Another shot for Western. Nichols on the right side, driving against Bulwer. Passes out to Baum, left wing. Jam step for Logan Baum, and now he'll dribble out. Good job by the Viking defense here. Baum dribbles around a defender into the elbow, passes out Nichols, open for three. No. This time the rebound prior. No, stolen by Griffin. Or excuse me, French. French stepped on the end line.
Yeah. Great job, though, by the Panthers, crashing that offensive glass, getting three offensive rebounds in that one possession.
Cardinal bring it up for Jackson, left side right in front of us at the score table with 3:46 to go in the third. Picked up by Logan Baum. It's like kind of straight up man-to-man here for the Panthers. Stitz now trapped in the left wing, down low to Bowler, and they'll double him. He gets it out, though. Glaspie drives from the top, falling down, gets it to Pryor, drops off to Boulware, and there's a bunny. Nice feed by Rex Pryor across the lane, and Boulware with the steady finish. Lead down to five now, and they'll get Glaspie riding Cottingham down the floor with the defensive pressure.
Yeah, that was one of the few possessions that Jackson kind of made that extra couple passes. And again, you mentioned Boulware gets a touch. They try to trap him, but he just sees over it, finds an open guy, and gets that lane.
And something I would describe as a trademark for some of those Dan Crowley teams at Jackson was a willingness to make an extra pass, maybe almost to a fault. We get a timeout from the Jackson bench. Let's keep it here on the broadcast right now. We had an out-of-town score update as the Adrian squad, 83, East Jackson 49. That's a final. EJ Falls for their first game here in 2020. And our hockey score is a final now. Lumen Christie 4, Dexter 1.
All right. Kind of a preview for tomorrow evening.
You're exactly right. High school hockey here in WKHM with Greg O'Connor and Jason Smith, Jackson United and Lumen Christie, the rivalry.
Have you ever been down to one of those games, the Jackson United?
No, I have not.
I hear that it's a wild time. I think I'm going to go check that out tomorrow.
I've heard the same thing, and I don't think I'll be there in person, but I'll certainly have it tuned in here on WKHM. Stream it on WKHM.com if you got some Lumen or Jackson United fans that are out of the area but want to hear it. The website feed is excellent. Bomb driving, dishes out. Good open look for Cottingham, and he hits that one. He's been struggling a little bit with his shot. Took his time, good rhythm. Cottingham knocks down the triple and pushes that lead back to 8. Jackson working around the trap. Carter dribbling maybe a little too much. Splits the defense zone, gets it away to Glaspie. Then cuts and finishes at the basket. Nice give and go by Carter. Glaspie hits him and he gets it at the rim. 43-37, the lead of 6. Cottingham alone again for 3. This one's short. Price with the offensive rebound out to French. Pump fakes the 3, dribbles into the elbow. Shot no good. Rebound chased down. French outworking Boulware for the basketball, but has to chase it out of bounds, and it'll be Jackson possession. Love the effort from both of these teams right now.
And here we go with Western in that 1-2-2 again. See if they can catch him over dribbling, or can they pass it through it?
Carter gives it up to Pryor. Pryor goes to that middle position for Boulware. Glaspie cuts, nearly travels, gets it out to Carter, though, for a good look at 3. Missed, rebound tapped, and pulled down by Cottingham. Western attack coming the other way, right up the middle. Cottingham dribbles past the defender into the lane. Pull-up jumper, yes! Floated just long enough to get it to go. And that's one thing I love about Cottingham's game is he doesn't have to go all the way to the bucket. He will stop and pop from 10, 12 feet. Boulware to Pryor. Nice drive into the air. Held up. Pryor hung in the air. Hit a double clutch. Didn't get the shot to go, but draws the whistle, and he'll get to the free throw line. I'll tell you, I like Rex Pryor's athleticism. He's not a big kid, but he really gets up in the air, and he can hang.
Pretty fearless there, too.
Yeah.
And again, that all started with getting it to Boulware in the middle and then him making a nice pass, fighting his teammate.
Under 2 minutes to go in the third. It's 45-37. Jackson trails. Pryor just missed the free throw. Credit to Boulware right now, too. I don't know that he's taking a break today. I think he's been on the floor for our entire game.
And just looking at him, he doesn't appear winded, and he's putting forth good efforts and working hard underneath, both offensively and defensively. He's in a little better shape than both you and I, Steve.
I would say that's fair. And Pryor with the rare bank-in free throw, but they are going to wave it off, a little lane violation, because he knew it was off, and he wanted to get his own rebound, so he stepped over the line. Lane violation. 45-37, still our score. Jackson trails by 8. Cottingham, nifty dribble to split 2 defenders into the lane. Drops it off for Price, and he couldn't quite handle the pass. Drug his pivot foot, commits a traveling violation. How did Cottingham get through those 2 defenders?
Yeah,
just a little Bob Cousy one-handed back and forth dribble.
He kept his dribble low through the double team, that's for sure.
Carter working against Mikhail Doss. Gets a screen from Boulware. Into the lane, pulls up from the elbow. Left it short, Boulware with the rebound, put back. Good. And there you saw Boulware's size advantage between 2 Western players. Got that rebound and the put back. And now the Vikings will commit a foul on the impending inbound. Both teams is pressured.
Yeah, and that's the Vikings' probably 4th reach-in foul, you know, around half-court area.
45-39, lead at just 6 for Western with 90 seconds to go in the third period. Mikhail Doss dribbling to the right wing, drops it off for Baum. He'll get into the elbow, now into the paint, drops it down for Price. Strong finish at the basket for Gavin Price, and he'll draw a foul on the way up. Bollware commits the harm, so a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play for Price.
Baum did a nice job there getting into the lane, kind of give him a little fake, got him up in the air, and then opened it up for that bounce pass.
Red Wings underway right now. We will join that game in progress after our coverage wraps up. Red Wings and Dallas Stars tonight. You don't have any money on that one, do you? Price hits the free throw.
I think I'd have to take Dallas. Our wings are a little down.
On the wings, though you'd probably be getting good odds. 48-39, it's a nine-point Western advantage after the three-point play by Price, and now pressure. Carter on the right wing, they'll try to double him. He dribbles through it into the elbow, into the corner for Glassby, down low for Bollware. Makes a move, lefty jump hook, miss, gets his own rebound, goes up and grabbed by Doss. Bollware continues to stay after it. See, even when they get it down low to him, even when he misses it, he's got a good chance at an offensive rebound. Something good seems to happen every time.
Yeah, some people might call those 50-50 balls, but when Bollware's in the area, we're going to call it 80-20 ball. In the meantime, that's Doss's fourth.
101 on our third quarter clock as Bollware leaves the free throw short. Yeah, he's just a good-looking athlete at about 6'5", and a stocky 6'5", a nice strong 6'5". Me, in high school, 6'5", would have been, I would have had to ride me piggyback to match him physically, stature-wise. Offensive rebound on the missed free throw for Pryor, and he does hold on for the tie-up. Possession arrow goes to the Panthers. So they lead by 9 with the basketball, under a minute to go third quarter. So despite a better effort, I think, here in the second half across the board here for Jackson, still unable to close that deficit.
And like we said, they get it to 7, and then there goes Western with a couple quick buckets.
Cottingham's got it offside as the trap tries to come. He beats it down to the baseline. Good extra pass here. Baum pump fakes for 3 into the elbow. Now he'll pull up from there. Missed it. Rebounded by Carter, and he'll hold on to the basketball, valuing that possession. 39 seconds and a near steal by Price. Glassby gets it and a reach in by Baum. Logan Baum commits the foul. And again, erratic on offense here for Jackson, but I think I'd definitely say they've had fewer turnovers in the second half than they did in the first.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking care of the ball better, getting it to the middle a little more, and looking to pass a little more.
Rex Pryor's got it now. Gets a screen from Bollware. Good defense by Casto to jump through the pick. Working deep outside here. Carter about 3 steps behind the arc at the top. And now a dribble into the elbow. Passes back. Harrell open look for 3. Short. Rebound is loose and grabbed by Casto up the floor quickly to Baum. He'll go all the way in, and a nice bunny there. I think Harrell didn't want to commit the foul. Gave him a clear path, and now it's 50-39, so the lead back out to double digits. And look at Cottingham stepping in the passing lane, create a fast break for himself, goes up, pinned on the glass by Harrell. The athleticism combined with that long wingspan, pinned it on the backboard. And we'll end it after 3, 50-39. 8 minutes left to play in this one. We'll take a 1 minute break and back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Watching this crowd do the YMCA.
Yeah, I see Coach Troy Stewart and Coach Travis Gaddy from Columbia and Michigan Center up there participating in the YMCA.
I got to be honest, this is a hot ticket. I've seen the Hanover Horton fans. I see Lumen Christi guys, Michigan Center crews here, Columbia Central. We got all the area schools in the gym tonight.
Some basketball junkies enjoying a game.
No doubt. Right. High post there and stolen by Griffith. Caleb Griffith gets it up to Baum, but he's immediately mobbed and stolen back. The Vikings and knocked away out of bounds. Last touch, Western. So Jackson will keep it possession. Trailing by 11 now, 7:35 to go in this game. You mentioned we think Jackson's played better in the second half, but they haven't been able to get any closer on the scoreboard.
Yeah, if that's going to happen, it's going to have to happen soon now.
Carter splits defenders all the way to the bucket. Pretty finger roll. And that is Cameron Carter. And cutting the lead back to nine as Cottingham breaks the pressure himself. Pull-up jumper, and there he's starting to feel a little rhythm on the jumper. Nothing but net. And now we'll get a Western foul on the inbound pressure against Brett Casto.
Coach Mulnick's not happy with Casto on that one either.
I was going to say that the difference in demeanor between the two coaches was at peak right there. 52-41, Western leading by 11. But the foul does put Carter on the free throw line. 17th foul against Western, so we're shooting free throws the rest of the way here for Jackson. The next foul against Jackson will be the same story for Western.
And Mikhail Doss for Western with his four fouls enters the game.
Missed free throw for Carter. Rebound to Caleb Griffith. He must have a dozen caroms tonight. French driving from the corner all the way into the lane. Puts it up strong off the glass. Bumped in the head. And that's going to draw free throws for him. I think that might go against Bullwire.
Yep, Bullwire's third. And again, French giving a little shot fake just enough to get Bullwire up in the air. And then the blow by. Catches him in bad position, and now he's on the line.
52-41, 11-point lead. Goes to 12 after French is successful on the first free throw attempt. 6:58 left.
Notice some of the Western players with some purple shoes. French kind of looking like some 1990 Los Angeles Lakers shoes.
Yeah, a little Kobe Bryant. Maybe even the Eddie Jones, Nick Van Exel Lakers. Basketball back on the Jackson Viking end of the floor. Near the volleyball 10-foot line here for Stitz. All the way to the bucket. Lefty finishes good. Nice finger roll for Stitz. Back up the floor quickly. Doss ahead of everyone. And wisely dribbles through the lane. Out to Baum. Extra pass to French. Thought about a triple. No numbers. Good recovery by the Vikings. Baum dribbles in out to French. In rhythm. Three-point shot. Missed. Griffith had the rebound for a moment, loses it. Bullwire comes up with it up the floor. Head of everyone, Rex Pryor, saves it. Baum jumps in the air to avoid the basketball, and Western keeps possession. The old try to throw it off the defender out of bounds, and he jumped and avoided it. A little reach and knock away by Pryor there. Cottingham recovers. Under 6 minutes now in the game. 54-43, still an 11-point Western lead. Baum pump fakes a three, now stops for the 18-footer, missed that. Rebound bounced around, and Western holds on. Doss saved it there. And Cottingham with a triple. A few times around the bowl before it went down, but it's good, and it's a 57-43 lead now for the Panthers.
And if you're rooting for Jackson High, that possession hurt. They had a couple chances to get stops, and offensive boards led to a Cottingham three.
Carter with some dribble work out to Pryor for three. Can he answer? No. Rebounded Baum. Logan Baum will slow it down now. Western look to eat off some of that clock with a 14-point lead with 5:13 to go. And there's a steal. Rex Pryor. No numbers. Pulls it out. Probably the right move. Trapped, though, now with nowhere to go. And he'll get a timeout or a foul?
I think we got a foul on Baum there.
I feel like I see... In a few games we've seen Western now, Logan Baum, for some reason, seems to be a magnet for those kind of calls. The reach in or maybe a little hip check.
Yeah, well, he gets to play that position in their trap where, you know, as you mentioned, Western just really, and not in a bad way, but they're just reachy.
Yeah.
They're looking to get steals. They're looking to make things happen. And as you said, that sometimes will result in a foul. But when you have nine guys to go do that and play aggressively.
Pryor hits from the free throw line. Yeah, I think they count on the idea that they're going to end up with some fouls at the end of the game. But they're going to end up with a lot of turnovers too, and points off of those turnovers. Pryor again from the free throw line, hit a pair, and cuts the lead back to 12. I was right the first time. Trust my math skills, Steve.
Another reach-in foul by Jackson High at half court again.
And again, the rest of the way, every foul sends them for free throws. Under 5 minutes to go in this game now. 57-45 with Landon French at the free throw line. In the Magic Johnson approved purple and gold tennis.
Kind of like your
front end of the 1-on-1.
Kind of like your Nick the Quick reference. Nick Van Exel, one of my favorite Lakers.
That's a sweet lefty shooter right there. French again from the line, and that one's good too. The whistle and substitution. French will go to the bench. It's Pryor, Carter, Bulware, Cayman Harris, and Stitz on the floor right now for Jackson. Trailing by 14 under 5 minutes. Carter hands it off to Harris. Gets it to Stitz all outside the arc. Now Stitz into the elbow all the way to the bucket. Lost it going up with the lefty finish. Rebounded by Western. Western's done a great job of getting that one shot and out. Getting those defensive rebounds here late in the game. 4.5 to go. Hand off to Nichols, and on the takeoff, took an extra step. Turnover.
In high school ball, you better put that ball down after your shot fake, because it seems like high school officials are really quick to call that as a travel.
And I seem to recall that being a specific focus for officials in the area a couple years ago, so I'm sure it's still top of their mind. Carter gets a screen from Harris. Good job switching by the Panthers. Carter goes around the screen, now picks up his dribble. Stuck in the corner, got to get it out of there, and we get a 5-second call. About a half second too late, he got it away to Harris, and a turnover by the Vikings.
Like you could see Coach Barnes thinking about, man, should I get this timeout? Down 14 with 4:09 to go. Jackson's going to have to get a couple stops here without fouling.
They set up full court pressure. Cottingham passes up to French, who wisely dribbles to the middle of the floor. Right wing to Casto, now down to the corner for Nichols. Drives and floats it, and it's good. 61-45, 16 points, biggest lead for the Panthers. Now under 4 minutes to go. Carter calling for a screen, gets one from Harris, but Western's switching on everything. The screen's doing no good. Harris penetrates into the lane, up in the air, lost it. Missed the shot, rebounded by Nichols. Takes it back up the floor. Western gets up the floor before the trap can get set up. Deep three for Cottingham. Halfway down, it comes out. Offensive rebound from a slicing French. Gets it to Cottingham. Floater no good, and Pryor goes way up to get it. Turns it up the floor for Jackson. Nobody stops the ball. He gets into the elbow. Now he picks up the dribble and trap. Into the corner for Harris. Swings it around to Carter. He'll dribble around to the top. Looking to reverse the ball. Now he goes back to the high post for Harris. And a handoff to Stitz, nearly stolen by French. Blanketing Stitz as he cuts. Now drive in addition to the corner for Harris from Stitz. Now they get it to Bulware on the low block, and he goes to work all the way. Reverse layup, pretty finish by Bulware. Gets the foul, too, so he'll get 3 points the old-fashioned way, perhaps, if he's successful from the free throw stripe.
You know, there again, I'm watching Jackson High's offense, and you get guys trapped in the corner, and Bulware finally made a cut and was open, but it just seems like the Jackson High players kind of standing around too much, and it's hard to be a good passer if nobody's moving.
And again, I don't know that Bulware's had a break the entire game since the half. So at this point, the legs are probably a little heavier than he wants them to be. You know, the conditioning maybe not at peak after the holiday break. But he hits the free throw and cuts the lead back down to 13. Anything can happen. Cottingham stepped on the end line, or the sideline, excuse me, trying to dribble around the trap. So Jackson does create a turnover without fouling. And they'll get the basketball back, and they can cut this lead down to single digits.
You know, Western's last possession, they took a couple quick shots, too, and with a 15-point lead and 3 minutes to go, you think you'd want to try to milk some of that clock.
And now we've got Achilles Griffin in the game. Travion Glassby dribbling to the right wing, trying to get down to Bulware, and they're aware of that as Landon French steps back and steals the pass. French dribbling up the floor, left wing to the side for Nichols, who drives from there. Tries to finger roll at the bucket, missed it, and rebounded by Jackson. And again, Earl, a quick shot.
Yeah, Western did not need that.
Achilles Griffin dribbling around the defender into the elbow. His shot's blocked there by Cottingham. Bulwer comes up with the loose ball, and he goes on the drive. Finger roll, too strong. Rex Pryor flies in for the offensive board. Wants it back in the corner. Drops it down to Bulwer. And again, they're doubling him down there from the backside. Castle looks like he's going to get a little reach in. Tap on the wrist. Bulwer will go to the line.
Bulwer, the first time I've seen any evidence of maybe being a little tired out, he kind of gave a couple extra breaths. He's working hard today, that's for sure.
Toes the free throw stripe now with exactly 2 minutes on our game clock. And the free throw, that looked like a tired free throw. Got the front rim and rolled in. So take an extra breath, maybe a little more legs on the second free throw. But Bulwer, again, nice player, big guy, and he liked that. He can finish close and has a pretty nice stroke from the free throw line.
A nice three-point shot, too.
Second free throw is nothing but net. Substitution, Bulwer's going to get a breather now.
And I'm going to guess this is a short one.
Dylan Hartzell onto the floor. Maybe want to get Bulwer out of there on the defense so he doesn't commit an extra foul when you don't need him to. Under 2 minutes now, and it looks like Mikhail Doss will try to eat some clock. Dribbling against Dravion Glaspy, hands to French. He'll dribble past the defense and dribble back out. Now you get the sense that Western's looking to run out these final 2 minutes.
Came about a minute and a half too late for my likings, but hey.
Well, and I understand the desire to kind of keep the foot on the gas, because sometimes if you take that clock-killing perspective a little too soon, you allow a team to get back into the game. However, there's somewhere in between the four corners and the shot 10 seconds into the possession. And really nice job eating the clock right now, and at some point Jackson's going to have to grab somebody. There's a steal. Pryor out ahead of everyone. Cottingham chases him down, and there's a drop back pass to Glaspy, and he's bumped hard. Goes to the deck. Gavin Price hustling to get back on the defense on the play. So free throws coming for Dravion Glaspy. 5'7" junior guard here for Jackson.
And even though that Western possession ended in a turnover.
101 left on the clock, 61-50. As Glaspy is off on the first free throw attempt. Slew of substitutions. And Coach Barnes said they put up a fight, and they did. Jackson was, they played hard and they played well at times, just not well enough. Western just got ahead and they were able to just keep that advantage.
Yep. Jackson could just never get it under that 7-point mark that we talked about.
He just 10. Glaspy tosses up the layup attempt, missed it. And he'll draw a foul, and that's going to come courtesy of Devin Bowers on the floor now for the Panthers. So another couple free throws coming for Dravion Glaspy with a 10-point lead. He can cut into that a little bit here. Jackson maybe give us just a little glimmer of hope here for a tighter game as Glaspy missed the free throw.
If Jackson could have made a couple of these free throws and Reggie Miller would have shown up, Jackson would have had a shot perhaps.
We do get a timeout. Let's keep it here. Mention some of our fine sponsors. Again, Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management. I know he's a Jackson High School Vikings supporter all the time with us here on the radio. Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, RE/MAX Mid-Michigan. So thank you to American Title Company and the crew over there, Ron Ellison. Some of the nicest folks you'll ever meet. Alro Steel. Sure, Al was not pleased with the outcome of that Citrus Bowl January 1st.
Now that was a game where I thought Michigan did show up at least.
I thought they outplayed Alabama in the first half and really settled for field goals a couple too many times, and it came back to get them in the second half. Of course, it would have been nice to get something on the scoreboard in the second half. I think Alabama made the right adjustments.
And we apologize for going into football, but you and I get together, and you know, we were one of the state's top football calling crews.
I think
so.
People know that about us, and they like the nostalgia of the football season that's not that far away in the rearview mirror. 50 seconds left here, 61-51. Jackson trails by 10. Our first taste of the Vikings this year, and I still don't feel like it's like we have a good feel about who the team really is with a lot of players inactive today. Rebound for Western. That was Brandon Bowers. And I tell you what, Brandon Bowers looks like a different guy now with a haircut since the last time we saw him. Moving the ball around, Mikhail Doss also on the floor. Kurt Kuhn for Western. Cottingham deep. Running out the clock here, 30 seconds. Hands off to Devin Bowers. There's Kuhn. Right wing now for Cottingham. Down to Brandon Bowers. Out to Cottingham. Skip pass to Devin. Mikhail Doss in the corner, 16 seconds. Bowers will drive. Devin into the lane. Now turns out and gives it to Cottingham. 9 seconds left.
You can see Cottingham almost has pain in him to be open and not be able to shoot a three.
And that's going to do it here. Final, 61-51. Western outlasts Jackson tonight at Spring Arbor University. And I'll tell you what, it was a fun game to watch. Both teams played hard. And I'm glad to see what the Vikings are going to look like under Coach Milton Barnes. And I'll tell you what, I think we got a fun future for the Vikings as long as the very experienced Milton Barnes is around. And again, two different coaching styles between him and Malnix, but still kind of the same playing style.
Yeah.
Really aggressive. We saw a lot of pressure on ball handlers. It's never comfortable to have the basketball against either one of these defenses.
And again, this is my first chance to be kind of up close and personal to Coach Barnes. And just seeing the way his demeanor and the way he acts toward his players and things, I think if I was a Jackson High fan or alum, I'd be very happy at the Milton Barnes hire.
Yeah, so far so good. And again, 0-4 to start, but I wouldn't expect a new coach to come in and immediately just go right out there and burn it up. And again, if you've got six or seven players inactive in a game, you don't have your full access to all your tools. So let's take 2 minutes here in the post game. We'll come back and set you up. I'll let you know who had what scoring-wise and get things ready for our next broadcast. Our final again from Spring Arbor University tonight, the Jackson High School Vikings 51, Western Panthers 61 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, final score here at Spring Arbor University, the Vikings 51, the Western Panthers 61. Nice job by Western to get the win. And as usual with a Western game, generally they have two, maybe three or four players who could win that player of the game mantle. But tonight we're going to give it to Mikhail Doss with, what do we have, 16 for him off the bench?
16, yeah.
But I think what he was really key coming in and adding some pressure on those ball handlers. And he was a big part of when Western pushed out to that lead that they would never relinquish.
Yeah, he got to play the top of that 1-2-2 and just put so much pressure on the Jackson High ball handlers. And whether he got a steal directly or led to a turnover, you know, the defense is what pushed him over to be our player of the game today.
Yeah, honorable mentions going out to Landon French, though. He had a nice day shooting the basketball. But he's, again, keeping plays alive. And Western relies on all five players knowing exactly where to be during that aggressive defense. And French, another guy who got a couple steals, played the passing lanes well. And I'll even add a second honorable mention to Caleb Griffith, who we mentioned probably had a dozen, maybe 15 rebounds between offense and defensive end of the floor. He was just that guy in the middle. For a team at Western that doesn't really have a big center on the floor, Griffith filled that void tonight.
And as long as we're just adding as many honorable mentions as we want, even though in a losing effort, Davion Boulware definitely was carrying the Jackson High squad tonight with 19 points and unofficially 13 rebounds.
Led all scorers, and as we were talking about most of the game, didn't get a break until he came out for good at the end of the contest. So, yeah, definitely Davion Boulware had a nice effort tonight for the Vikings in the loss. Let's go ahead and run down the numbers, though, all the scores for Western.
All right, for Western, we had, as you had mentioned, Mikhail Doss leading the way with 16 points, Landon French with 13, Trey Cottingham, who kind of got going in the second half, finished with 12, Zach Nichols, 4, Logan Baum, 4, Caleb Griffith, 4, and Gavin Price, 2. And then for the Jackson High Vikings, as we mentioned, Davion Bullwire led the way with 19, Rex Pryor had 11, Cameron Carter, 8, LeRae Griffin, 6, Kyron Stitt, 6, and Dravion Glaspie finished it off with 2 for Jackson High.
So the Vikings will go now to 0-4 on the season. They're 0-2 in the SEC. Their next game is coming up against Ann Arbor Saline. So all the games I feel like are winnable for Jackson, but are they going to have players eligible? Some of those things that they'll have to worry about, but I think this is going to be a year of kind of feeling out with new coach Barnes, and maybe they hope to by the end of the year have everybody bought in and working together.
Yeah, that's tough over Christmas break. You get start having practices at 9 o'clock and kids don't set their alarms, and then here's the punishment. So,
yep.
Like I said, we'll see the real Jackson probably in another month or something once they get things rolling and Coach Barnes gets a chance to get his stuff in.